Task 3. Angelina, Robert and Nuri are meeting to discuss some of the videos that were submitted to Child Rescue. Listen to the meeting and fill in the missing information in the spaces below and on the next page. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers. So, we've watched some of the videos. So far, which video has the strongest impact on you, Robert?
Well, personally, I found the video about a young boy who works in a glass recycling factory in India the most compelling.
Oh, tell me more about it.
The video was about a boy named Adesh who works in a glass recycling factory where they make recycled bottles for export to Europe. 10-year-old Adesh works a full-time shift at the factory every day for less than 50 US cents a day, just enough for him to buy his family a small bag of rice. It's usually around 35 degrees Celsius outside, and the temperature inside the factory is even higher. Adesh works approximately 8 hours a day in unbearable heat. He lives in a small dilapidated wooden hut nearby with his family and 12 other factory workers. He finds the work in the factory very hard and he would like to go to school, but he has to work in the factory to help feed his family.
That's terrible. I feel so bad for Adesh. He's only 10 years old.
Exactly. Which video did you think is best, Angelina?
I was captivated by the story of Farhana. It was a heart-wrenching story.
Oh, I didn't watch that one.
Right, well, Farhana is a 9-year-old girl from Bangladesh. She is a child domestic worker, but in reality, she's a child slave. Farhana is employed by a rich family in Bangladesh as a domestic worker. She wakes up early every morning and cleans the house. Then she makes breakfast for the family and takes care of their young children. She works continuously without holidays, and if she makes a mistake, she is beaten. She is a victim of exploitation and abuse. The video makes me angry because Farhana was taken away from her own family and was forced to work as a slave.
That's heartbreaking.
Oh dear. I think the story of Botum really saddened me. Botum in Cambodia means princess, but Botum's story is definitely not a fairy tale. Botum was born in a poor village in Siem Reap. When she was 7 years old, her father died. Now, at the age of 9, she works in a brick factory with her mother every day. Her job is to load the bricks onto a lorry. It is hard work because the temperature during the day can go up to 36 degrees Celsius. Each family is paid according to the number of bricks they load onto the lorry. Botum's mother is becoming old and weak, and she needs Botum's help. Botum's dream is to become a teacher, but that will not happen, as she can't go to school because she has to work. She will probably end up as a factory worker, just like other children in her village.
That's sad. A child's dream is crushed.
Right. The other thing that I want to ask you, Robert, is about the videos that were disqualified from the competition.
Yeah, it's really a shame that some of the video makers didn't adhere to our rules and regulations.
Are they good videos?
Absolutely. All of them are of high quality. No doubt about that. Like this video maker named Johnny Wong, who put together a great video about child poverty. His video was disqualified because the content does not match our theme, children at work.
So his video is about child poverty, not child labour.
Yes.
That's too bad.
Yes. A guy named Mike Green submitted a video about child labour in Turkey. It is a fantastic video with a great story, but unfortunately it was disqualified because the video is about 30 minutes long.
30 minutes? He didn't read the rules and regulations for the competition, did he?
I suppose he didn't. And there's this video about a Chinese girl who works in a factory making Christmas decorations. The video maker is called Jimmy Leung. It's actually quite an impressive video.
So why was it disqualified?
It was disqualified because there is bad language in the video.
Bad language?
Yes, swear words, in both Cantonese and in English. Even the narrator swears in the video.
Oh no! Swear words are not allowed in the video competition. That is the end of task 3. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.